United States have become so faulty that scores of counties claim to have more voters than the actual adult population in the counties. The Scripps Howard News Service is reporting sloppy bookkeeping led 190 counties and the entire state of Maine to appear to be more than 100% registered.
She doesn't know
in
who arranged the
presidential
she doesn't
election.
Have any paperwork in front of her. She's supposed to do a
half-hour
show at 11:05, and she spoke
voting
with a man.
The study found at least 167,000
I think she might have the wrong show. Ask her if she wants to be on Travel World to call Stephen afterwards.
Or moved away. The study also said Maine had more than a million eligible voters, even though the census estimates pegged the voting age population at no more than 945,000. That means 4 years ago, Maine was 106% registered. More news after this.
Save a Patriot Fellowship wants you to be aware of the following fact. Citizens who are living and working within the states of the Union that have not received foreign earned income or working in a foreign country earning over $70,000 exclusion allowed by law have never paid an income tax in their entire life. The Save a Patriot Fellowship is a full-service organization with members in all 50 states. Visit the fellowship website at www.saveapatriot.org. That's www.save-a-patriot.org and call 410-857-4441 or write SAP P.O. Box 91 Westminster, Maryland 21158 for more information.
In other news, President Clinton had lunch in a London pub and walked out without paying his tab. The Sun newspaper in London said the U.S. leader had a pub meal in the trendy Notting Hill area. The 54-year-old Clinton ate Cajun shrimp and a sandwich and had an organic lager and a cola. The bill for £23 was overlooked during Clinton's shopping trip with Hillary and Chelsea on Portobello Road. When he left after 20 minutes in the pub, landlord Mike Bell was heard to ask, "Who picks up the tab for this?" The stunned barmaid who served Clinton later revealed the landlord told her the bill was on the house. "I was a bit nervous," she said, "about who to ask for the money, but how do you ask President Clinton to cough up?" The Pentagon's top general warned China may emerge as a Soviet-like superpower in coming years. The Washington Times quotes General Henry Shelton,
Melanie's ready
of the
to
Joint
go.
Chiefs, as saying, quote,
"Thank
I am
you,
firmly
Bonnie.
Convinced that we need to focus all elements of U.S. power and diplomacy on ensuring that China does not become the 21st century version of the Soviet bear," end quote. Shelton made no mention of the recent long-range missile test carried out by China during his visit to the country last month. The flight test of the new mobile missile was the second in the missile development program. Officials said a third flight test could take place in the next several weeks. Now this.
Is your house looking a bit under the weather? Have extreme weather conditions taken their toll on your home's exterior? The solution isn't more paint. It's weather-resistant vinyl siding from Sears Home Central. Call Sears now for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-645-2216. Sears vinyl siding has the attractive look of freshly painted wood. You'll never need to scrape and paint again because it's virtually maintenance-free. And best of all, Sears guarantee your complete satisfaction or your money back. Call Sears now for a free vinyl siding estimate at 1-800-645-2216. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and a written warranty. Services and materials provided by a Sears authorized contractor. Name and license number available on request. So if your house is looking under the weather, call Sears Siding now, 1-800-645-2216.
It may well be over except for the counting of the debts. The Palm Beach Post is reporting the protracted legal battle for the presidency and the special legislative session in Florida pushed the taxpayer bill for settling Florida's election results past $1 million in the state capitol. Money goes for everything from a four-member SWAT team to guard the ballots to replacing a $1,600 plate glass window broken in the crush of media protesters and onlookers. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
To learn more about how the Travel World Radio Show can work to increase your sales, call 1-877-342-1972 or email us at sales@twc.ca. America's favorite travel show coupled with your business. It's a winning combination. Call 1-877-342-1972 today.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh! Push that button.
Yes, the Nutcase from the North are back. It's coming back. It's the Stephen Pickford with UF's Rabo in studio. It's Travel World once again. It's the 16th of December.
16 December, and coming up to Christmas time and coming up to time to think about winter vacations. Good morning, Stephen Pickford here on the Travel World desk here from our studios in Montreal. And on the line with us is Melanie Reffes, who is talking to us this morning about Mexico, because we've talked last week about Florida.
It took us 3 years, but Sensei Ron Philpott, our karate instructor, is finally getting his show.
Yes, he did call in and said, hey, when are you guys going to talk about Mexico? Well, hey, we listen to our listeners. Sometimes it takes 3 years, but Melanie is back from a sojourn to Mexico, and she found a lot more than the traditional destinations. You go to Cancun, you go to Acapulco, you go to Cozumel, you think just of the beach destinations, but there's a lot of history and culture.
I think she did a little bit of off the beaten path work too, yeah?
Yeah, she sort of got off the beaten path and saw a number of different things. So good morning, Melanie.
How are you, Stephen and Willem?
How you doing, Melanie?
Great timing for me to be talking about Mexico, the Northwest, buried under terrible winter storms. Of course, we here
rubbing
in the Northeast had our share a few days ago, so the timing is excellent. 3 years late, well, it's all in the timing, right?
Yeah, we just got you down there in time.
You did indeed, and you're quite right, Stephen. Mexico is a whole lot more than those resorts, Cancun and, as you said, Cozumel and Acapulco. We all have heard of those. When we think about planning a Mexican destination getaway, we automatically think of those. But it is a huge country, actually. In fact, I was quite surprised. There's 95 million people in 31 states in Mexico. That's
very
a lot.
Very populated.
Folks.
Mexico City, of course, is one of the, I think it's the world's largest city in terms of population.
Yep.
I think it is, actually, per square mileage. And I should say, I didn't spend any time in Mexico City except for the airport. But when I was there in the newspaper, they were covering quite optimistically that the air quality there was the best it's been in a long time. So I'm looking forward to returning and just staying in Mexico City. But as you said, Willem, I did, as I usually do, venture off the so-called beaten path, and I did find a whole lot of things. I actually went to three destinations down there in Mexico, flying into Mexico City, which I guess, Stephen, you'd know best because you're the airline wizard of the show, but it's basically the hub of the country. I guess most flights head into Mexico City.
The scheduled carriers, because you flew in there on Mexicana, which is now part of the Star Alliance group, and you know, when you fly into Mexico City, then you can branch off to the other cities if you're taking a regularly scheduled flight. They have started a lot more service into some of the provincial capitals over the past few years, but as a hub, Mexico City for Mexicana has remain their principal center of operations.
Mexicana is a great airline. I'm glad you mentioned it, actually. They've got all kinds of convenient routing from all points in the United States and Canada. And as you said, once you get into Mexico, you can maneuver quite easily on their carrier as well. As far as tourism in Mexico, I mean, as we know, it's probably up there in their top three industries. They've got apparently 419,000 hotel rooms in the country, which is really quite a bit. They have absolutely perfect, picture-perfect weather all the time, so that's That's pretty good. And tourists spend about $5 million American dollars there each year, which apparently is a 12% or so increase over last year. So they're really really on the rise. And as we said, there are other places to see in Mexico beside those wonderful resorts. My first stop, well, as I said, I arrived in Mexico City and then hopped on a bus, which is very easy to navigate there at the airport. It was very cheap. It was maybe about 10, 11 American dollars. And I headed to a city called Puebla, actually, which is, and I was surprised to learn, the fourth largest city in that country. It's about 130 kilometers east of Mexico City, and it's the most pleasant bus ride. Interesting for us up here in Canada and for a lot of our American listeners, these buses have movies on them. Every seat has a screen, and they're American-English movies, so it's a great way to pass the 2.5 or so hours till you get to Puebla, which is an incredible place. It's surrounded, if you can imagine, in Mexico by four ice-capped volcanoes. And it's got 3 million people, but it's not yet tourism spoiled. Of course, after we do this show, we'll have mass exodus down to Puebla. But in the meantime, it's a wonderful, wonderful city. It's very rich in history and culture. It's so colorful. As soon as you get there, you these hand-painted ceramics just about everywhere you go. The food is fabulous. And our American and Canadian dollars go a very, very, very long way down in Mexico, but certainly in Puebla itself. It's just a really great people-watching kind of place. And I know you guys like to do that. You travel so often. There's a big square, and you can sit in the middle and just watch a parade of all kinds of characters go up and down and grab a tamale and sit and just bask in the wonderful, wonderful sun. There's all kinds of things to
Molly?
Do there as well. I'm sorry?
Molly? Who's Molly?
Tamale. Tamale.
Oh, well, grab
you
a tamale.
A Mexican,
I thought you said grab on to Molly, and I'm thinking...
Molly Falconer.
Who's Molly? What's going on in that hotel room down there?
Well,
I don't think Molly's such a Mexican name, but those tamales are very Mexican and they're very cheap. Three of us actually had a wonderfully sumptuous lunch. All kinds of courses, about four courses each, and the bill was nearly $4 American for all of us, not for each of us.
Now,
so that gives you an idea.
Good value in that
now
respect.
Now you're talking, yeah.
yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. Now, in terms of food, mole is the sauce. It's the name for sauce. There's many varieties, but in Puebla, it's the one called Poblano, which has chili and chocolate in it, which sounds a bit odd, but it's quite addictive, I must say. They sell it all over the place in blocks and bags, and they cook it on chicken and on fish, and it's a wonderful experience. It's very
well. One of the flavorings for chili in many chili recipes is cocoa, and
that's what they were telling me. I was surprised to learn that. Actually,
I learned that at the Manhattan Chili Company.
I was also surprised to learn as well that if you eat a lot of hot stuff in hot climates, you actually cool your body down. So it kind of works both ways. It's great to taste, and it actually brings your body temperature down. It is pretty hot down there, I must say. One of the things I have to really recommend about Puebla is the Sunday market. It's only on Sunday, and it's a huge, huge outdoor festival of bargain shopping like you can't imagine. All kinds of crafts. Mexico, of course, is known for their wonderful crafts, everything from rugs and hand-woven clothing and batik-dyed clothing and ceramics and paper mache, all kinds of things. And you can sit in this little food area, and you can really, really have a whole lot of fun. It's very lively. There's wandering musicians, all kinds of fun things there.
It sounds like you're having a great time down in Puebla, because you don't necessarily think of Puebla as a place to visit, because as we've said earlier, it's overshadowed by the other destinations within the country.
There's also something too with all of these towns and cities in Mexico. There's all kinds of little day trips you can take. I mean, there's enough to do to keep you in Puebla for several days, but there's a really fun excursion in a town called Cholula that I found. It's very close by. It's about 50 cents American for a bus to get you out of Puebla, and there you are faced with the world's largest pyramids.
Well, we're going to continue on that thought, talking about Cholula, after we return from the short break here on Travel World this morning, talking about Mexico off the beaten path with Melanie Reffes. Stay listening across America via satellite. This is the voice of truth in broadcasting, the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Freak Out, an hour of news infused to thinking teens and their families.
Bunny.
Join us live at 2 p.m. Eastern each Saturday.
Whatever happened with that woman? I think she tried calling me.
Call in or send us an instant message to Speak Out Live.
I'll tell you what number I gave her, and it's the only other number I have.
The 626 number.
Discussions and much more.
Uh-huh. 2191.
Yeah, she tried calling us, like, right away.
Tell your friends.
She didn't realize. She didn't realize that we were on the air. Or she probably did, but she thinks she asked for Steven, and I don't know. I don't know whether Melanie arranged for it, but don't ask Melanie.
Save a Patriot. No.
We'll let Melanie bring it up to Steven later on.
According to the Internal Revenue
generally,
Service manual,
if we don't know who it is, they won't get on the air, with very few exceptions.
Okay.
Is limited to if John Cotmer walked in and said, I have a guest, well, of course we consider it, you know?
And non-resident aliens having a tax return filing.
I think so, somehow.
The Save a Patriot Fellowship.
Or yeah, another unexpected guest. If George W. Bush were to call in, yeah. We would grant
visit
him an interview.
Website at www.saveapatriot.org. That's www.save.
Never say bye at Liberty Works.
Patriot.org. And call 410-857-4441. Or write at
SAP. That can be put in general instructions. If ever George W. Bush calls in,
for more information,
we'll give him airtime.
Okay. I'll remember that.
We're downtown asking people their opinion of the new Three Stooges backwards running wall clock.
Not that. We're funny thinking.
That's right. The Three Stooges backwards running wall clock. All three hands actually run backwards around a photo of Larry, Moe, and Curly. And you can tell perfect time with it because the numbers are printed backwards. The Three Stooges backwards running wall clock, a full 10 inches, is perfect for home or office. Only $19.95, it features a quartz movement and comes in a gift box with a money-back guarantee.
What a great gift idea.
The Three Stooges backwards running clock is sure to become a collector's item, but it isn't sold in stores. Here's how to order yours.
To order the perfect gift for any Three Stooges fan, call 1-800-470-6868. That's 1-800-470-6868. All major credit cards and checks accepted. Call now, 1-800-470-6868. 1-800-470-6868.
Take advantage of Audio Video On Command's Christmas special and get 2 months free with the purchase of 1 year internet audio service. That's right. For the ridiculously low fee of $4.50 a month, you can have an internet service that will link an audio message to your personal or business website. A message that can be changed as many times as you need to change it without additional charges. Audio Video On Command even makes it possible for you to link an audio message to your personal or business emails. So don't miss out on this limited offer. Sign up today so you'll be able to send your audio email Yuletide greetings to loved ones or business customers anywhere in the internet-connected world. For more information, go to the audiovideooncommand.com website and access Voice Link service or call 410-857-5600. That's 410-857-5600 and ask for an Audio Video On Command salesperson.
30.
Call now, 888-999-1787. Liberty Works Radio Network. Because talk is cheap, but the freedom of speech isn't.
If you're on that left side of the coin, you hate the other side, and the right side is beginning to hate the left side. And the problem is you've got a great divide there. We got too many people with power, and generally when you track down power, you can track down money.
Grab onto your freedom and speak your mind. Toll free, 888-999-1787.
We have more than 300,000 listeners across America, listeners who have money to spend on travel. That's what the Travel World Radio Show delivers to advertisers each week. If you have a travel-related business, we can help you to get your message to people interested in travel and the good life. To learn more about how the Travel World Radio Show can work to increase your sales, call 1-877-342-1972 or email us at sales@twc.ca. America's favorite travel show, coupled with your business. It's a winning combination. Call 1-877-342-1972 today.
Do it.
whatever you say, boy, that was one heck of a hot show. Acapulco Heat.
No.
Yeah, Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford and Yoav Sarabo. Welcome back to Travel World. And we're talking about Mexico today.
Turning up the heat.
Sensei Ron, after 3 years, finally got his show. He called the North Carolina show asking for Mexico.
Had the,
so today we're going to talk about North Carolina.
No, we're talking about Mexico with Melanie Reffes.
I hope he's listening because it was a great idea for a show, and we keep on coming with those ideas. We love them, especially when they're warm and we're stuck up here in the cold weather.
And the place to get away, too, because we were talking just before the break about side trips and day trips, 5 kilometers away from Puebla.
It's actually, you know, it's really an interesting mix, Mexico, because, you know, when it's so warm and there's so many great things to do and to eat and to see, that people sort of just chill out on a Mexican vacation. But it's an incredibly rich country in archaeology. There's Mayan ruins there that people from all over the world come and see. And as you mentioned, Cholula, which is just a hop skip from Puebla, has the largest pyramids in the world. Egypt, by the way, Willem, because I know you're such a stickler for detail, has the highest, but Mexico has the largest. And these in Cholula were built back in 1050. So you can just imagine how old. To see them is an extraordinary experience. And to see them will only cost you about 25 pesos, which is really not a lot of money, to say the least. You can wander about a bit, which is quite extraordinary, take all kinds of photos, and just stop and really marvel at the technology that was around all those years ago. And you can see students and professors and academics from all over the world studying them, as well as tourists with cameras, and it's quite a nice little excursion. There's also a town square in just about every little village in Mexico, and there's one right by these ruins, which is very fun. It's got shopping in the middle and strolling all over the place and food and drinks and just lively conversation, a lot of benches for sitting and little paths for walking. There's a church called San Gabriel, which is really, really spectacular, as all the churches there are. There actually are 128 of them in Cholula, Catholic churches, and you can see the dedication to these churches, the money that's put into them, the gold that's in the chapel and the ceiling, the way in which they're kept up. They're just really, really spectacular. So you can spend a day in Cholula, head back to Puebla, and then, as you said, Stephen, earlier in the show, I saw 3 destinations in Mexico. I got back to Puebla. And I should actually point out where I stayed there as well.
Yes, because that would be a good tip.
Yes.
Yeah, it is a good tip. It's a bit off the beaten track. It's not right in the city itself, but it's a very easy city to navigate. It's a family-owned hotel, and it's called Maison del Molina, and it was an old convent. And it's really, really spectacular. It's got a great restaurant. It's very modern in the respects that, you know, we're all looking for these days. There's even a little internet area in there for those of us who are wired to our email, Willem, as you always like to point out about me. But it's also got
You're inextricably wired to it.
It's really something. And when I find, you know, somewhere where I can check it in a destination like Mexico, I'm a very happy camper. So it's got a great
combination.
You're
on holidays and you're checking your email.
I know.
What is it with people anyway? They can't unplug themselves?
I'm always looking to see where my next Travel World assignment is. So I checked it.
Well,
you know,
why do you check the next one? Well, why don't you just enjoy the one you're on while you're there?
I do. Believe me, I was enjoying it plenty down there.
I mean, this is a land of some of the most beautiful riches and gorgeous countryside. I mean, from what we've heard from the Mexican representative that we met with during the press conference, it's got some of the most gorgeous countryside to be seen anywhere in the world, and that's one of the things I'm looking forward to. And any assignment off the beaten path. Tell me a bit more about the gorgeous sights to be seen.
It is spectacular. And I should say, actually, everyone listening to us, you can get all this info. They have a very easy way to do that. You can call 1-800-44-MEXICO, or you can simply log on to visitmexico.com, and you'll get all kinds of info. So I'm back from Cholula. I was back in Puebla, headed to the airport, which is about 5 miles from the downtown, very, very easy to get to, and flew to Oaxaca, which is spelled, by the way, O-A-X-A-C-A, but it's an Indian name, and it's pronounced Oaxaca. And I must say, it's my absolute favorite spot in Mexico. It's really, really wonderful. It's a little more than 500 kilometers southeast of Mexico City, and it's called Mexico's colonial treasure. It's got a grid of narrow streets right in the middle. Easy to navigate. There's a lot of markers that you can sort of put in your mind and find your way back and forth and out and in. The main square is called the Zocalo, which is really the main feature of Oaxaca, and it is huge, again, as a lot of these city squares are. But this one is surrounded by wonderful cafes, some of them two stories with an overlooking balcony, a lot of benches in the middle, wandering vendors. There's a whole area where jewelry and crafts are sold. You can see elderly Guatemalan and Mexican men, selling wonderful peanuts that have been soaked in lime and chili, if you can believe it. I was quite wired on it. I think half my suitcase on the way back had those peanuts.
Yeah.
They're really, really good.
That's potent.
And there may be about 10 American cents for a bag, and they're just a very, very nice little snack. To sort of sit and, you know, enjoy the crowd. I saw marimba bands walking around. There's three huge markets in Oaxaca. One of them is the largest of indigenous native crafts in the country, and it is about the size of at least a football field. And it's stall after stall, aisle after aisle of wonderfully handcrafted shawls and clothing and ceramics and food things, all kinds of foodstuffs to buy, you know, marinated cactus in a bag, all kinds of things you can take home, some of them a little bit odd, but very delicious. And it's just a fun experience to walk around. People are really helpful. You can, you know, stop and have lunch and have a bite to eat, and very, very inexpensive in Oaxaca.
Melanie, what are the flowers and the trees? What's the foliage like there? One of the things I enjoyed when I went to Hawaii, for instance, another more tropical climes, and I like to take a look at the different kinds of trees and vegetation you can find.
Not only taking a look at them, actually, but you can smell them everywhere. It's a wonderfully fragrant country. And I noticed it in Oaxaca when you go a little bit out of the town central where all the buses and diesel fumes and things are. There's wonderfully colorful flowers, and you know, I can't even tell you what they're called. I'm just the furthest thing from a botanist on the planet. But they're red and green and pink and white and yellow, and they're everywhere.
Beautiful
colors.
Flowers. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful colors. And I think a lot of, probably you're right, Willem, a lot of the flora and fauna there is inspiration for some of the crafts, because the clothing is so colorful. Those Mexican blankets we've all seen are so multicolored. They're really woven rainbows, and they're all, you know, flowers are decorating every table and every cafe you go to. Many grow wild. There's little gardens that are really all over the place. So it's a very beautiful, you know, it affects the mood, I think. When you go down and everything smells so wonderfully floral and looks so colorful, you just feel pretty good.
And right outside Oaxaca is an archaeological site that you visited as well. You know, 9 miles away, there's historical attraction that kind of blew your mind away.
It did indeed, and as I was saying before, all of these towns and villages have these wonderful excursions, and there's tour operators all over the place. All of them can set you up on any one of these daily excursions for most reasonable amounts of money. This one, Stephen, is called Mount Alban, the one you referred to. It is, in fact, 9 miles away out of town of Oaxaca. It was once a sacred Zapotec Indian city of some 40,000 people, and it's a rare archaeological site to see. It's simply extraordinary to see the way these homes or the way these buildings were constructed so many years ago is really a step back into time, and I quite recommend it. And Willem, you'll find this interesting. Right outside the site is something called El Tule. It's about 4 miles east of Oaxaca, and it is the oldest tree, if you can imagine.
All right. Yes,
he's a tree hugger.
Is it a cypress?
It's a cypress tree, and it's 2,000 years old. It's 140 feet high, and the trunk is 130 feet wide. It's the
largest
in Mexico. It is breathtaking to see it. It actually is larger than the church that's built behind it. So, needless to say, it's a very popular photo spot for tourists. But
and we'll continue. And we'll continue more with Oaxaca and then Huatulco as we continue our look at Mexico with Melanie Reffes this morning on Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network. The number again, 1-800-44-MEXICO, www.visitmexico.com. Mexicana Airlines at 1-800-531-7921. More with Melanie Reffes in Mexico, then off to the Inn at Essex in Burlington, Vermont. Mark Allen is next with Liberty Works News. Stay listening. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Keep on rocking me, baby. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
This is Liberty Works Network News. I'm Mark Allen. Cubans hooked up to relatives in the United States, despite Havana's assertion it had cut telephone communications as a retaliatory move in a monetary dispute that has its roots in Cuba's downing of two planes. Cuba's National Telephone Company, which is a Cuban-Italian joint venture, said it had complied with an earlier government announcement that direct phone links would be cut off from the start of Friday unless U.S. firms paid a new tax. Engineers at the Chernobyl nuclear station flicked off its stop switch for the last time, officially closing the plant, which became a symbol of the dangers of atomic power at its worst. President Leonid Kuchma relayed an order to the control room of reactor number 3, where a duty operator hit a switch marked for rapid emergency defense. Authorities have arrested more than 50 people in dismantling a ring that smuggled cocaine and marijuana from Mexico to the U.S. and are offering a $2 million reward for information about three accused Mexican traffickers charged with assaulting federal agents. The State Department offered the reward for information leading to the arrest or conviction of the three. At a news conference at the U.S. DEA, the $2 million in reward money was offered for each of the three individuals who are wanted by the FBI. The U.S. attorney in Brownsville, Texas, made public an indictment charging one with conspiring to distribute drugs and assault on federal agents. The officials have described the suspects as leading figures in the drug trade in Mexico, and two aides to the top figure have been charged with assaulting an FBI and a DEA agent. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Take advantage of Audio Video On Command's Christmas special and get 2 months free with the purchase of 1 year internet audio service. That's right. For the ridiculously low fee of $4.50 a month, you can have an
tell
internet
the news
service
guys that we love them. The stories are great.
To your personal or business website.
I'll do it.
A message that can be changed as many times as you need to change it without additional charges.
Melanie wasn't
audio
involved
video
in that,
on
was
command
she?
Even makes it possible for you to link an audio
Melanie
message
wasn't
to your
involved
personal
in that
or business
in Mexico,
email.
Was she?
So don't miss out on
no,
this limited
no, no,
offer.
No.
Sign up today.
Well, you never
so
know,
you'll
actually.
Be able to send your audio email Yuletide
as far as you
to
know, she's not wanted.
Anywhere in
well,
the
nobody wants Melanie,
world.
But
for more information,
that's why she
go
hangs
to
out
the
with
audiovideooncommand.com website and access Voice Link service or call 410-857-5600.
That was nasty. Sorry.
That's 410-857-5600
okay,
and ask for an audio video on command salesperson.
If you gave away 80 cents today, would it make a difference? It would if you gave it to a child in Latin America or Africa, where 80 cents a day can mean life itself for an innocent girl or boy. Isn't that reason enough to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor? Call 1-800-718-1313 and see how much 80 cents a day can provide for a needy child. Food, clothing, school books, proper medical care, whatever is needed most. As a Christian Children's Fund sponsor, you can extend a lifeline to a needy girl
30.
Or boy. Please call now. 1-800-718-1313. Within 10 days, you'll receive a life story and a photo of a child who needs your help. There's no obligation, simply a chance to give a gift of healing and hope. All it takes to become a Christian Children's
15.
Fund sponsor is 80 cents a day and a place in your heart for a child who needs you. You can make a difference. So please call Christian Children's Fund now. 1-800-718-1313. That's 1-800-718-1313.
Baby, tell me, does she love you like the way I love you? Does she stimulate you, attract and captivate you? Tell me, does she miss you, existing just to kiss you like the way I do?
There we go, Melissa Ashford, doing our part. Stimulate ratings for the Liberty Works Radio Network.
The ratings library and the fun continues this morning on Travel World. Good morning, Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus, Yoav Saralbo, and on the line with us, Melanie Reffes, talking about the 2,000-year-old tree that Willem could have hugged, and also about the hotels and the best time of the year to visit Oaxaca.
You know, it's incredible with that tree, too, Willem. You'd love it. It actually is guarding a town called Santa Maria, and there's so much mythology and information surrounding the tree, and everybody in Mexico is so helpful and knows everything about the tree. It's just one of those landmarks. It's a great spot to sort of chill out for a couple of minutes.
Wow, that sounds like something really special, Melanie. You know, if somebody parked a Ford Pinto nearby, you could say, hey, you call the tree Nina. You call it Nina Pinto in Santa Maria.
Anyway, thank you for that.
One of those mornings. You know, the great thing about Mexico is that it takes such a short time for acclimatization or assimilation into it. You get into the swing of it almost as soon as you're there. And, you know, by the time your trip's over, you're really looking at immigration because you want to live there. I mean, it's just a wonderful quality of life and a great spirit. And people are very, very proud of their country now. It's really on an upswing. And they're looking forward to welcoming people from all over the world, which you'll see, by the way, in all of these towns. There's Brits and Germans and Americans, of course, and Canadians, of course, and even as far away as Japan. In fact, I saw a lot of Japanese tourists at the big tree because, of course, they love photo opportunities like that. And that tree is definitely a one in a million. I did want to share a little hotel tip in Oaxaca. There's plenty of them right by the downtown square, which if people like that kind of thing, you know, roll out of bed and you're right on the square, but it can tend to be a bit noisy and a bit busy. And I found something called the Fiesta Inn, which I think is part of a chain. Stephen, you'd probably know better, but it's a modern hotel, and it's maybe about 10 minutes outside of the city. The great thing about the Fiesta is that there's free buses every 15 minutes right downtown.
Free
so
buses.
You can get right where you're going, and then you can get right out fast.
That's something they did in Pittsburgh as well, free buses in the downtown core. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Good to get
really
around.
It's a really great idea. Yeah, it's a really great idea. They're shuttle buses. They're very reliable. They're very punctual. And the drivers, of course, are from Oaxaca, so they can give you all kinds of great tips on what to do when they drop you off. And by the end of a week there, everybody knows everybody. So, you know, if you miss a bus, they want to know what you did instead and what did you buy and what did you eat, and it's really a lot of fun. You can make a reservation there. It's a great hotel also, by the way, for anyone looking for a business destination. I noticed a lot of conferences and conventions, they obviously can take it. They have huge rooms and big banquet halls and things. You can give them a shout, 1-800 Fiesta 1. And it's really, it's also, the other thing great about the Fiesta is that the water's filtered and you can actually drink it. And of course, we know in Mexico that
that's a consideration.
Probably,
la turista.
Yeah, you probably drink bottled water, which, you know, is a pretty good idea. Bottled water is everywhere, and it's about 20 American cents, so it's certainly worthwhile. But the Fiesta has filtered there, so you can take that off your to-do list once you're there. One other thing about Oaxaca, if you guys ever get down there, there's a little excursion you can take to the mezcal factory. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's a rather potent liquor made from cactus. And it's a huge distillery, and it's quite a lot of fun. You get to taste it on your way out, and you don't want to taste too much in the hot sun, but you can take a bottle home, and it's pretty potent stuff, that mezcal. But it's a fun little trip to take. So,
did you have any, Melanie?
I actually had a sip or two, and I got to tell you, I really went back to the fruit juices or the iced tea. It really wasn't my taste. It's very strong, but the people that I was with on this particular excursion who know their tequilas and know their harder liquor said that it's really great. So, and everyone has a bottle of it to take home. So,
did anybody eat the worm?
No, actually, nobody did eat the worm, although there were a couple of dares there, and I sort of turned my head the other way. It's not one of my favorite little critters. But it is a fun little side trip to take. Stephen, you also mentioned the best times to go to Oaxaca. Needless to say, you can send me there any day of the year. But for people who are planning their trips to Mexico, Easter week in April is apparently the most colorful spectacle you can imagine down there in Oaxaca. They have 10,000 people in something called the Silent Procession, which is right downtown, which is undoubtedly a sight to behold. As well, the second big festival are the last two Mondays at the end of July. And those make the city very, very crowded. So if one is thinking of going either during Holy Week or in July, I would suggest get on the phone pretty soon because it really fills up. But it's a wonderful, wonderful, friendly, rich in archaeology, and plenty of things to do in down there in that part of Mexico. Quite liked it.
Now, of course, after doing all this touring and visiting the museums and the attractions, the historical attractions, you had to go unwind, and you found a different kind of beach destination to round out your discovery of Mexico.
This is a nature resort, and it's really, most people don't even know about it yet, although that will change undoubtedly in a couple of years from now. It's a one-hour flight from Oaxaca. It's called Huatulco, and it's midway between Guatemala and Acapulco. It's got 300 miles of Pacific coastline. I should say it's rather humid. It's quite hot. I know you guys have been to Hawaii. It looks like Hawaii. They've got a lot of palm trees as soon as you get out of the airport. It's new, too. It only opened in the 1980s. In the 1970s, the Mexican government got it in their mind that they've got this wonderful ecotourism area potential, and they started developing it. And it's truly a paradise on earth. I mean, to have a look at Huatulco is quite extraordinary. The waters are crystal clear. The snorkeling is wonderful. All of the water sports are there. And all of the big hotels are now setting up. There's a Club Med. There's a lot of these all-inclusive hotels that, you know, you don't have to worry about literally anything when you check into one of these. There's 40,000 acres in Huatulco that have been designated by the government as eco-reserves. So there's all kinds of hiking possibilities. There's animals. Willem, you'd love the flora and fauna there. It's truly, truly a sight to see.
I have this vision that it's like rich and rich, lush greenery.
It's so lush. I mean, it just defines that word. It is so lush and so beautiful. And they've managed to couple it with, you know, this burgeoning tourist industry. They're assuming or they're hoping that all the development in Huatulco will be completed by the year 2010, which will then put 30,000 hotel rooms in that area. So it will certainly bring it up to the caliber of the other resorts in Mexico. So I suggest you go now or you go before 2010. It's peaceful and quiet. It's tranquil. It's very, very beautiful. The waters are so warm. It's the perfect place to really do nothing, actually. There's 36 beaches, and you can do nothing really well on all 36 beaches. At the end of the day, the nightlife really, really is there. You can see that they're attracting that kind of crowd. You can go into all of the all-inclusive resorts, even if you're not staying there, and grab a drink, hear a band. Some of them had theater performances. I saw an impersonation show, which was kind of funky, although those guys should probably keep their day jobs. But it was kind of fun to see a Mexican guy impersonating Michael Jackson. there's a town square in Huatulco as well that's new, but they built it to look like the real ones, the ones that I had seen days before in Oaxaca and in Puebla. And it's got great restaurants of all sorts. There's an Indian restaurant, Italian restaurant, wonderful Mexican food. So it's really one of these up-and-coming resorts, and I've got to take my hat off to the Mexican government. They've done it extremely, extremely well. All kinds of rules governing what can be put where on what beaches, and they've preserved the natural beauty of it.
Sounds like a beautiful destination. That's one of the things about Mexico that has appealed to many Americans and Canadians over the years, is that variety of beach destination, good hotels, good restaurants at reasonable prices, and the history and the culture that you can combine in one destination, because many resort destinations don't have that variety.
And you can also, I mean, there's so many things to do in a resort like that, apart from the obvious. You can take an excursion to a coffee plantation, which is great fun as well, which is one of their main industries down there, apart from tourism, of course. But there's really everything you can do. You can sail, snorkel, surf, scuba dive. The coral reefs are second to none, apparently. There's all kinds of great shopping as well, as I mentioned. And there's also wonderful, wonderful family-owned hotels that are starting now to sort of want to grab a bit of this, you know, tourism dollar that's coming into Huatulco. I stayed somewhere called the Villa Blanca, which I quite really highly recommend. It's also a family-owned place. And the rooms, if you can imagine, are two floors. They're like lofts. If you took that room and put it in the Laurentians here in Quebec, it could be a ski chalet.
Sounds like a great destination. And I want to give those numbers out before we have to let you go and get on to our next guest.
Okay.
1-800-44-MEXICO, 1-800-44-MEXICO, or www.visitmexico.com. Fiesta Hotels, 1-800-FIESTA-1. And Huatulco is 1-800-HUATULCO. Mexicana Airlines, 1-800-531-7921. Melanie Reffes in Mexico and off to Malaysia is your next destination to report back in the month of January. A new year, new destination, and another country beginning with the letter M. M for Melanie.
I knew you'd figure that one out. I'm quite looking forward to Malaysia, actually. I'm getting all the warm climate, so thank you both, Stephen and Willem.
And Mozambique, too.
Stay tuned.
Yes, thanks.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio Show.
Windows, you know you need them. Your energy bills are
from Montreal,
high.
Canada.
And your home isn't comfortable when...
The misconceptions of Social Security numbers and employment taxes. Tired of big government draining your family's financial resources? Tired of you and your spouse having to sometimes work more than one job each just to plug that drain? The truth behind the income tax. An eye-opening video, yours for only $24 postpaid. Order now. Make check or money order payable to Liberty Works Radio Network and mail it to The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Order now. Learn the lawful way to keep the government's hands out of your pockets. Learn the misconceptions of Social Security numbers and employment taxes. Order now. The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Order now. The Truth Behind the Income Tax, just $24 postpaid.
It's a fact. More and more vehicle accidents are being blamed on the use of cell phones while driving. Some states have made it illegal to use a phone while driving unless it's equipped with a hands-free speakerphone. That's why we developed the Navigator Hands-Free Kit that turns your cell phone into a speakerphone. It even powers and charges, and you can move it between vehicles without expensive adapters or installation. The Navigator Hands-Free Kit is a snap to install and incredibly easy to use with your Motorola StarTAC or Nokia 5100 or 6100 series cellular phones. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. Order the Navigator Hands-Free Kit for only $69.95. An optional universal kit is available for most other phones without the charger for $49.95. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. If not satisfied, return it within 90 days for a full, no-questions-asked refund. At $69.95, the Navigator is much less expensive than the adapters cell phone companies want to sell you. Call 1-800-695-7698 now.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
You have taken my script and you're speaking it for me.
I'm thrilled with the concept and the program.
The Democrats are people who use social welfare
good
programs
station
to get
promo.
Rich. And the Republicans are people who use social welfare programs
yeah,
to get
like
rich.
One network, many voices.
Are you ready for the truth?
If I understood him correctly, because the voters had rejected this on the local and state level.
They wouldn't accept anything as long
30,
as
and Melanie appreciated both of you gentlemen behaving yourselves today.
Anyway, that's not my call.
America's new town forum.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
I'm going to kick the lines open right now. Maybe you got a question you need answered.
It's so great to 15. Imagine so many people out there and making contact with them.
Hello, am I in the air?
I find you fascinating.
Are you ready for the truth?
Please stay on the air.
Are you?
Rejoice. Your days of suffering are over.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
My plane is packed, the service is slow. I'm 30 seats from the bathroom door. The stewardess wakes me up when she walks by.
Ouch!
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
And the cabin is shaking as we get airborne. My stomach's aching, we're hitting the storm. Already I'm as green as here I'm fine. So some Dramamine, quickly get away from me. Hold your nose and find another role. I'm heaving on a jet plane. A bad meal is coming back up again. Heaving on a jet plane. It goes down and pops back up again. Heaving on a jet plane. Oh no, I'm gonna yak again. Oh babe.
Oh man.
Dedicated to our flight to Philadelphia. aboard Air Alliance on the Dash 8. Welcome back to Travel World. Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus. In stereo, we're available, especially on AM 1390, WADA, Shelby Zone.
Where we say hello to, of course, Lucinda at the Silver Teapot in Shelby, North Carolina.
And a good morning to Steve Leatherwood as well down in Shelby.
Ah, yes.
And over the past weeks, we've been talking about the Inn at Essex here on Travel World. Today is the big day where people...
That's a great place. We were there not too long ago ourselves.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Two years ago
this month.
That's
and
a long time. We did a show live from the lobby, Jim.
2 years. You did. We miss you. You guys ought to come back sometime.
Well, we're definitely planning to do that. We actually gave away a stay at the Inn at Essex to a contest winner on Travel World.
We're going to announce that name right now. So it's Genevieve Trudeau, one of our internet listeners right here in Montreal from our days at AM 600 CIQC. She wrote in why she wanted to visit the Inn at Essex because it's so close to home yet so undiscovered. And that is true because the Inn at Essex is the Four Diamond Award winner, Burlington's only Four Diamond hotel for like 10 years running.
I think she said something about the New England Culinary Institute.
Oh, yes, the food. Jim, you've got a great property there. Tell us more about it.
Well, thanks, Stephen. It's good to talk to you guys again. Yeah, we do have a beautiful property. We've gotten our Four Diamond Award now for the 11th consecutive year. And, of course, all of our food service, both our restaurants, our fine dining restaurant and our tavern, all of that food service is prepared and served by the chefs and students of the acclaimed New England Culinary Institute. Oh. We like to tell everybody that we're the only hotel in the world that has a chef for every room, and that's pretty much true.
the great food and some unique dishes because they're learning and they're trying to put new recipes. And it's the friendliness of the staff that you get at the Inn at Essex that stands out as well.
Yeah, but
well, that's right. We are a full service hotel, but we try to operate with the philosophy of a fine Vermont country inn. A lot of personalized attention and a lot of friendly people to greet you and to take care of whatever your needs might be.
I love that lobby, Jim. When you walk in, the warm, homey atmosphere with the fireplace going, and you get to sit down, and there's a little... Even the gift shop is unique, and then you can walk. There's a little reading area. You walk in, you sit down. It's the rich paneling as you get in there. There's this place, you buy scented candles and stuff. And
like walking into somebody's home.
I'd like to take credit for all that, but my wife is the interior designer, Judy, and she does a phenomenal job. And our home looks a lot like the inn, so we do try to accomplish that.
You are lucky.
I know, I'm very fortunate.
A home that's nice.
Since you were all down a couple of years ago, you know, we just opened 30 luxury suites.
Oh, really?
All with fireplaces and many with whirlpool tubs, and you haven't seen that building yet.
Well, yeah. I'll come down. I'll come visit you.
I think it was under construction when we were down there the last time.
I believe it was, because we opened in May last year, and we were probably under construction when you were there. It's a beautiful building.
Oh.
Again, the rooms are all suites, and they're just gorgeous.
Ideal for romantic getaways, but also you do a lot of business for long-term stays, people visiting the Burlington area on business.
Absolutely. We're the closest hotel to the IBM facility, which is a huge facility here in the Burlington area. And so we do a lot of corporate business during the week. And then the weekends, particularly at this time of the year, it's just, one romantic couple after the other coming down to, in many cases, have wedding ceremonies at the inn. And it's really a nice atmosphere.
Well, this time of the year, you also have all the lights and the little candles of the lit-up semi-candles, the lit candles in the windows. Gives that whole New England atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
Time's gone by. Christmas time is a great time. The winter season is a great time to visit the Inn at Essex.
It really is. And, of course, we have a great New Year's Eve program this year that's filling up pretty rapidly, but we still have space.
Because during the Christmas season, that is a busy time for people to get away. What are some of your packages? Do you have any packages coming up for the winter season to introduce people to the Inn at Essex?
Well, we always have a number of packages going at any given time, and you can contact us in the reservations office, and we can always give you a list of all the various things that are going on. One of the things that we'd like to offer your listeners this morning, anybody who is interested in a fun New Year's Eve experience for a couple of days, we have a great package that is priced at $599 per couple, and that's inclusive of everything. And we are going to offer that $100 discount to anybody listening in the area today who calls and makes a reservation.
And the number 1-800-727-4295. And if you mention you heard it on Travel World, instead of $5.99 per couple, New Year's Eve, $4.99. That's a nice. Great deal.
That's a heck of a discount.
That's worth
well,
it.
Well, you know, we'd like to encourage some of our Canadian friends to come down and see us. We're only an hour and a half away. Very easy to find, and we just love to see people coming down from the north.
It pays to listen to Travel World.
And it's only a couple of hours up the interstate. Our listeners on WMVU 900 in Nashua and WNSH in Beverly, Mass.
Very easy flying into Burlington Airport.
With JetBlue Airlines flying
Absolutely.
In there now.
Yeah.
JetBlue. I was on JetBlue just about a week or two ago, and it's a terrific new airline. They're doing a great job.
Right down the coast, so if you're in Chattahoochee or West Palm Beach, grab them and come up and enjoy a romantic New England getaway at the Inn at Essex with fine dining and great accommodations.
There's tons of great history to be had in Burlington.
And skiing.
There is. It's a you know, with the lake here and in the downtown Burlington area, Church Street. We were down on Church Street last night, and it's all lit up for the season. It's a beautiful cafes and shops up and down the street. It's a nice place to visit.
And you're not too far away. You have the outlet shopping right near you as well.
Yeah.
I was going to mention the Essex Outlet Fair is a 1/2 mile away from the inn. It's almost within walking distance, but you can also bring it down there in the van.
With complimentary shuttle service. Sounds great. So number again, 1-800-727-4295. The Inn at Essex, Burlington's only four diamond property, 11 years straight. www.innatessex.com and rated one of America's top hotels in the Zagat survey. So Jim Lamberti from the Inn at Essex, always a pleasure. A pleasure to...
Thank you, fellas. I hope we'll see you down here real soon.
Oh, we're looking forward
definitely.
To it. Don't have to drag us too hard to enjoy a time at the Inn at Essex. And Genevieve Trudeau, again, our winner on our contest, one of our internet listeners, also listening in on the internet, looking forward to hearing this story today, was Valerie from Toronto, listening on the internet. So keep listening across America on the Travel World radio show, because next Saturday is Christmas Memories. Christmas Memories, long ago, far away, in another century. And
I would like
ahead.
To say hello to a dear friend, Valerie, in Detroit.
Oh, yes. Actually, I was talking to a Valerie this week at Northwest Airlines Detroit Reservation Center. I guess she got out of her confines and
Valerie's
are
wild, yes.
different
that, what, that was a pun.
Oh,
yes.
Yes, a pun and gone bad.
Yeah.
And
gone bad. Don't you love it when a good girl goes bad?
Oh, yes. deflated her ego. Vic Phillips next week will be talking about growing up in Kirkland Lake, Ontario.
Absolutely.
Two famous residents of Kirkland Lake, Vic Phillips and Alan Thicke. But he's talking about Christmases in small town Canada. Sharon Delaney from NBC 17 in Raleigh, who grew up her first few years remembering Christmases in Kenya when she grew up part of a Pan Am expatriate family in Africa. And possibly a few other guests talking about Christmases, times long ago in different countries. So,
how about Hanukkah and Kwanzaa?
Oh, yes.
You know what you got to do is you got to get that.
You can talk about that. Yeah. I will assign you.
Could I be Captain Kwanzaa instead of Santa Claus?
You may. You may. I fully appoint you.
That rocks.
Yes, that is the number one. It's that time of year, time to get out there and enjoy travel, and time to hit the airport. Some, a number of passengers heading away this the coming days, the 17, 18, 19, busy travel days.
I'm Willem Bagus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Yulep Saralbo.
Stay tuned for Travel World next week. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company.
Radio Network.
Truth in broadcast.
Thanks,
guys. See ya.
Thank you, Bonnie.
DeSoto, St. Louis, Missouri. WHKT, Portsmouth, Virginia.
WLYC, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
KMBS, Monroe, Louisiana.
WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina.
WADA, Shelby, North Carolina.
WBZB, Selma, North Carolina.
KXTO, Reno, Nevada.
And other stations throughout America.